So how did your pageant go?
I won.
Did you?
Yeah. First place in the swimsuit competition.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
Yeah, baby.
Was there some stiff competition there?
No. It was middle of the road, I'd say, you know.
Good.
I mean, you know, considering I won, how stiff could the competition be, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know. Don't discount the possibility.
Oh, listen to you. Yeah. So you want me to start the show now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better than being famous, then you're not anymore. It's better than working till your feet get sore. It's better than a bad American Japanese decor. It's better than a vegetarian barbecue. Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's alright.
Hey, welcome to the show. Today we've got Buford got a new tattoo, Mexican restaurants as banks, and Alice in Wonderland.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all, radio on demand, it's alright.
All right. Hey, before we get started, people want Christmas music in the background, so can you hum something? It was a big complaint.
Santa
they wanted Chris.
Baby.
There you go. Well, that's a little creepy. Dun, 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 you know what? We'll just
two
go.
Blind two blind baby. Squirrels is gooder than Star Wars.
We'll just go with our regular backup stuff, okay?
Okay.
All right. I think everybody would be happy.
I didn't have time to prepare. If I had maybe a little more time to prepare, I could have come up with something.
Hmm.
A little better.
Okay. Oh my goodness! Look what we got. We got a Merry Christmas from the Jesus Geek. I'm afraid to play it. There's no telling.
Go ahead. He's good.
Might be.
He's good.
He's always sabotaging the show. He's always sending torpedoes our way.
No, John's good.
He's always
John's
poking
good.
Us in the eye. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think I should play it. I'm kind of scared.
I've got glasses on. Go ahead.
Hi, Brad and Chaz. This is John Wilkerson, and I'd like to wish you, your family, and the listeners of the Two Blind Squirrels podcast a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May the joy of Christ fill your lives this Christmas season. God bless you all.
See? Right there. I told you.
He's got some...
You see what he did there?
He's got some Sacagawea stuff in the background.
Yeah. That was pretty, wasn't it?
It was pretty. I like that.
He said, God bless our families. So he specifically left out us.
Is that like the Godfather thing?
No. Thanks,
God
John.
God bless your families.
Yeah. We're going to be dead horse in our beds tomorrow. I just know it.
Oh, did I tell you that? What? Yeah. By the way, there, John, Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, too. Merry Christmas to you, John, and to your family.
Yes, and to your family. So, the other
check out JesusGeek.info. Go ahead.
The other day, Max's bear came, a head came off his bear. This little bear he's had since he was born.
Yeah?
He used to like, be in his crib. I mean, he's had
he broke it?
Well, no, his sister broke it.
No, that's but, what usually happens.
Yeah.
Sisters.
It's an old bear, and the head came off and all that. Well, you know what he does?
What does he do?
He puts it in my bed. Because he saw some...
The head?
Yeah. He saw some reference, the whole thing. He puts the old bear in. He saw some reference to the Godfather in a Star Wars cartoon
thing. Really?
Yeah.
And so he gets the idea of putting the cut-off head in your...
Yeah. This is going to be funny. You're seven. What are you doing?
Only your child. Only your child.
He's a Godfather. Too funny.
Well, we have more greetings here. I don't know if this is a Christmas greeting or just a message from a listener. We'll have to check it out here. That's what this is.
Hey, Two Blind Squirrels. It's Sarah/La-Di-Da, and I'm calling about your custom bobblehead. I think it would be awesome if you ordered that 300 thing, that bulk package that you talked about, and then you could set them up all over the room. Could you imagine that, how creepy that would be? Also, while I have you on the phone, I would just like to say that if you refer to us up north as Yankees one more time, I'm going to cry. I understand that's what you call us, but it makes me think of those horrible baseball players. Please refer to us as something else, northerners, cold people, whatever, and I love hot tea. Okay, bye.
And I love hot tea.
Sweet.
Thank you, Sarah.
And that, by the way, that was you.
What?
It said the Yankee thing. I don't do the Yankee thing.
You don't call them Yankees?
No, man. That's not. I don't do that.
Okay.
I don't do that.
That's sure. All right.
I don't do crowd. I don't do Yankee. I don't do what's the other things? What? Give me some other.
Other Eskimos?
No. I don't know. I don't do any of those things. Anything that has a sort of a negative spin to it.
I didn't know Yankee had a negative spin.
Yeah, oh yeah, man. My dad would. Well, maybe it's just because my father was. He was big on Limeys.
Limeys.
Yeah, that was not a thing for him. Yeah, that did not sound positive.
Bleeding Limeys.
Yeah, that didn't sound positive.
He had, Japs.
He had. Yeah. And
Chinks.
And, yeah. What was the other one?
Crackers.
And yeah, Yankees. That was his other one.
Yankees.
It wasn't Northerners.
No.
No, it was Yankees. And that was, you know, like, it's just not positive. It's just not positive.
All right.
You know?
Well, we're all the ones, I didn't know there was anything negative connotation to Yankees.
Well, you're married to a Yankee, so, you know.
I'm married to a Wisconsin girl. She doesn't consider herself a Yankee. She thinks she's Midwestern, but I got news for her.
Hey, whatever.
It's north of the Mason-Dixon line, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. The snow sticks where she's come from. Where she comes
it's
from,
the snow so. Sticks.
Yeah.
You Yankee.
The guys in Amarillo are Yankees.
Yankees. They're actually north of the Red River, so.
Whatever. I don't know. Come out.
No, no, no. I'm cool with it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend anybody by that. I just thought that's okay. I won't call it. I won't call you Yankees anymore.
Are the Yankees having a bad year? Are they bad? Do people not like the Yankees?
I don't know. I thought people liked the New York Yankees, like the most popular team on the planet. I thought.
Is it the Red Sox and the Yankees?
But you don't call them Yankees because of the baseball team. The baseball teams you call the Yankees because of the Yankees.
Yeah.
We were called the Yankees by the British over there, the Limeys. They called us Yankees,
yeah.
And then it just kind of during the Confederates during the Civil War it became Yankee and Confederate.
Oh,
Confederates,
I see.
You Confederates, you Southern rebels.
You, well, see, nobody calls us Confederates.
Are rebels anymore? It's because they won.
They're good winners. They're good sports
good
about
sports
it.
Sports about it. I have nothing to prove.
That's funny. That's funny.
All right. Well, we'll just call you. We'll just say up there. She's one of those. I don't know. I don't even know what to refer to. She was from Connecticut, I think, or something like that.
Northern Sophisticates.
Northern Sophisticates. Okay, we'll say that then.
Let's do that. Oh, that sounds good.
Okay, Northern Sophisticates.
I like that. If I can remember it.
Yeah, we have to write that down. Yeah. Put that in the rule book. Squirrel rules. Penguins are friendly, and Northern Sophisticates.
Hear that?
What?
You hear that?
That's your eyeball, dude. That is so wrong.
It is my eyeball.
Ow. Ow. Okay.
See, just want to share that with you.
Thank you. What was her other comment about? She likes hot tea and...
Yeah.
What was it? What started it all there? Do you remember?
play it again.
Hey, Two Blind Squirrels. It's Sarah/Lottie Da. And I'm calling about your custom bobbleheads.
Oh, bobbleheads.
Oh, the bobbleheads. Yeah, the bobbleheads. That's right. Yeah, that'd be creepy. No, I'm not doing that.
You imagine if you lived in California with 300 bobbleheads in your apartment when, like, an earthquake or something?
Or just a mobile home and walk through it. You know?
What do you guys think? You jump?
They all agree with me. You're out, honey. all right. Well, what else?
Buford said he got a tattoo.
He did.
That's what he told me, but he wouldn't show me.
Buford, come in here.
Yeah, boys, I'm a real man now. Look at this puppy right here. Hold on, let me take off my shirt.
Oh, Buford, now come on now. This is a family show.
It's just a shirt. Anyway, hold on. Let me get this off here. Get this off. Okay. All right, see, look at that. Look at that. Isn't it a beauty? Look at that. Isn't that cool?
Where did you get that? Oh.
Well, I got that from the dragon lady, man.
The dragon lady?
Yeah, the dragon lady. The dragon lady tattoo artist.
The Buddhist?
Yeah, she's beautiful. Hey, but hey, this is Chinese fancy lettering right here, see? It's Japanese. Yeah. Japanese. Is it Japanese or Chinese? Anyway, it's one of them fancy letterings.
Yeah.
And it says, Jesus loves you right there. That's what that says right there, see?
Yeah.
It's really cool. See, I've used my body as a weapon in the war, spiritual warfare against all the powers that be. So even when I'm dead and the bomber is going to be taking me there and cutting me all up and draining my bodily fluids out, he's going to see I'm still testifying even after I'm dead. Ain't that cool?
It's cool. It's cool. But I got one.
Yeah, I guess so. That's pretty cool.
What'd you say it says?
It says Jesus loves you. See? Right there. It's three. Jesus loves you.
Well, that's what... I got to tell you, I spent a year in Okinawa, and
oh, that's right, I remember that.
Yeah,
in the Marines.
That doesn't say Jesus loves you.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't.
No.
What does it say?
Well, as best I can.
What do you mean? It doesn't say Jesus loves. It says Jesus. I told her to put Jesus loves you on there.
Well, as best that I can remember, though, that says I eat boogers.
Oh, dang! Hold on, I gotta go wash this off. I think my back.
Wash this off.
He knows that doesn't wash off.
I don't
off,
think right? He needs to. Uh oh.
He's gotta be careful when you go on those Buddhist tattoos.
Yeah, they have a sense of humor there.
Yeah.
You better be able to speak the language of you getting the tattoo of.
Yeah, yeah.
So
probably a good idea.
Yeah, that's not gonna wash off, Buford. It's not gonna. He's gonna rub himself raw with the bleach in there.
Yeah, he'll figure it out.
That's
pretty funny.
That's pretty bad.
Two blind squirrels.
Whoops, that's the wrong button. Sorry.
Hey, did you know?
Two blind squirrels though, is gooder like than Star Wars.
That's really good. Yeah.
Did you know that today's what? The 14th.
Today is the 14th.
No.
No.
Come on. No. Today's the 21st.
Today's the 21st. Last Friday was the 14th.
I'm looking at this calendar here. today in history, the Pilgrims landed.
Pilgrims landed today?
1620.
They're a little late.
1620 is what it says.
Oh, in 1620.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant like again. Like there was some more coming over.
Oh, no.
Like, we're here. We made it. We got a little lost around Nova Scotia. But
we're here now.
We're here.
Yesterday was the Louisiana Purchase.
How'd that work out for them?
1803.
You know, Louisiana... Big, giant, gazillion acres, right?
Yeah.
All that's left is that little bitty state down there that's got flooded out.
The little bitty state, the little bitty piece of it?
Yeah. They got ripped off, man.
Yeah.
If I was Louisiana, I'd be mad. You don't know, what's that,
Well, I've been to Louisiana lots of times, visiting family and stuff like that. And, Can we keep the receipt on that deal?
No, we got a big piece of the country. It wasn't just Louisiana. We got like Nebraska.
Oh, was that part of
Missouri?
It?
Yeah. Was it really? Was a gazillion acres. Yeah, it was all the Midwest, basically.
How come we call it the Louisiana Purchase?
That's what it was called by the French. They called it Louisiana.
Oh, and then the French owned it. We broke it off later.
Then we broke it up in little pieces, and we just left Louisiana a little piece at the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Y'all can have up that by the water there.
Y'all can have that swamp land down there if y'all want it.
Whatever.
If you can do something with that and go right ahead.
What a raw deal.
We kept all the good stuff, named it Nebraska.
And tomorrow is the first cloned pet was born in 2001.
Wait, a clone pet? A clone pet's not born, is it? Is a clone pet born? They clone them and then birth them?
I don't know. It says clone pet.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
They clone them and birth them, or they just clone them and they're there?
I would think.
In the movies, you just clone it and it's there.
I think you just clone it and it's there. Wah-pah! Like a microwave.
Yeah. You put it in a thing and then you go off and
boop,
pow.
Boop, boop, boop.
But then you know what happens? They turn evil and kill you. Every time. Every stinking time.
Well, I don't know what this was. It was a pet.
You ever seen a movie with a nice clone?
I don't think so, no.
It was a cat.
Was it a cat?
Like Fluffy. Fluffy got cloned. Fluffy's not nice no more.
Fluffy clone.
It's like the clone Fluffy's.
I saw a movie like that one time. It freaked me out. It had these cats.
Yeah?
These cats, and this guy get attacked by cats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was called Cat People.
No.
Wasn't called Cat People?
I won't go into it because it's a freaky movie, but it was, I remember it weirded me out.
Yeah. You got to be careful about them cats. You never know. Just when your back's turned, you jump right on your back.
So let me ask you.
Yeah.
Do you like
what?
Do you like Mexican restaurants?
I do like Mexican restaurants. It's my favorite restaurants, Mexican restaurants. That's right.
Yeah. Would you deposit money in a Mexican restaurant?
Enough for a meal. Yeah, I guess $20 or so.
No. I mean, like, would you open a checking account?
A checking account.
Yeah.
At a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
No, I'm not thinking so. No. You don't think that would be a good idea?
Well.
Nope.
Would you? would you
sauce on my checks?
Would you consider eating at a bank?
Eating at a bank.
Yeah.
No. Probably. Okay. Oh, I know what you're getting at. Yeah, I know what you're getting. You get at the New Laredo Bank there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that. You got a picture of it. You got to post that picture.
I'll post that. There's a bank
chain. I think it's a chain.
Is it really? It's not just one isolated aberration.
No. I think it's a chain.
So they thought it was a good enough idea to.
Yeah, to make a bunch of them.
It's a bank that we pass every day, and it says in big, huge letters on the outside, the Laredo National Bank.
First of all, Laredo is not a nation.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if anybody knows that. They looked that up before they named the bank or something, but no country named Laredo.
But it's a bank, and it looks like a Mexican restaurant.
It does. It looks like it got robbed by Billy the Kid. Like last week. The brick showing through the stucco.
Yeah.
It's got bars on the window. Yeah. The guys inside are wearing those little black armbands right up above their elbows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like themed banking.
It's like, yeah. The security guards wear sombreros. The belts that go across, the big belts that go across your shoulder all the way down.
What we should do is license Hamburglar. And we should start a bank.
Hamburglar?
Yeah. It's a little, little striped thing there.
Yeah.
Big just start a bank. Shoes. Yeah, I think we should. I mean, these guys are doing it with a Mexican restaurant. Uh-huh. We can surely do it with the...
The tellers are all just like matadors. Give me money. Hule!
Yeah, I'll have to post that on the show there. That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Miss Kitty working there? I'm sorry. Like, did I go too far?
Security guard over this corner playing the thing.
Yeah. Doc Holliday's in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wanted to make a deposit with me.
That's right. Yeah. Guys are playing poker in the lobby. What up, stands up.
No, wait, we went from Mexican restaurant to saloon somehow. I don't know where that transition happened, but.
Still look like, it's a good, bad, and the ugly. A fistful of dollars.
Did the front door swing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be awesome. Because every time you walked in, the doors, like every time you push the doors open, they go.
Feel like I was at Six Flags. I want to open a checking account.
That's good. What else?
You feel like punk, do you? Hey.
Yes.
You ever watch Alice in Wonderland? You ever watch Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah, that was the other thing we were going to talk about. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
It wasn't written down here. I didn't write it down.
You didn't write it down. You should always write that down.
No.
Write down Alice in Wonderland right now.
Alice in Wonderland.
What I've learned about Alice in Wonderland is when I was a kid, I didn't understand it. Okay? It didn't make any sense. And I've learned that it's not really a story for kids. I mean, it's a story written for a kid, I guess. But it's not really a story for kids. It's got all these – because I'm getting more out of it now than I ever did when I was a kid.
Well, are you putting that in stuff. Or was that the original intent?
I have no idea.
Because I know that there's a lot of debate as to whether or not The Wizard of Oz – has meaning, political meanings, or if it's just The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
So do they project superimpose stuff on top of the Alice in Wonderland?
Maybe. Maybe there's an underlying theme that wasn't intended but is still there. In other words, they wrote that underlying theme because it's what they were feeling at the time, although they didn't do it on purpose. It just happened to come out.
Oh, I got you.
Happens to me a lot.
You have an underlying theme?
Yeah, it just comes out. Didn't it mean for it to? And then the next day you got to make all those apologies. It's a really uncomfortable situation.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Alice in Wonderland walks down this path, right? And she goes, and then there's a fork in the road. She can go right or she can go left. And right in the middle appears a Cheshire cat.
Have you ever seen a Cheshire cat?
Never. Don't even know what they are.
Okay, good. I never have either.
They can be invisible. Maybe that's why I've never seen one.
Okay.
Yeah. So it appears in front of her. And she says, she basically tells the cat, I don't know which way to go, mm-hmm. Right or left. And he says, well, which way, where are you trying to go? Where are you trying to get to? And she says, I don't know. And he says, well, it doesn't matter which way you go then. And I think that is a huge lesson for anybody walking down the road of life. I like your analogy today. You were talking about putting blindfold on.
Yeah.
You were talking about, you were trying to say, we were talking about people living without principle. And we said, you might as well just put a blindfold on and then, go down, we were talking about being at work.
Well,
go put a blindfold on and then go downstairs and go to the restroom with your blindfold on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a whole conversation today with somebody and they said, I don't know. I just don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. But they were still set on making a decision.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do, and you're making a decision? This doesn't sound like a good plan.
It'll work out. It'll work out, And so you end up going with whatever you're feeling at the time, or you're not making the decision based on a principle. And which is like walking through life with a blindfold on. It makes more sense to take the blindfold off first, right? Before you go downstairs, go to the potty.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that. So then you can get informed. So the interesting thing about this situation with Alice is that she saw two options, right or left.
Huh.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
And it got pointed out, it didn't matter. Didn't matter which one she made. She didn't know which way she wanted to go anyway. Didn't know where she was going. Well, she actually had, best I can take, is five options.
Five options.
She had five options.
Why does she have five options?
She could go right, she could go left. That's two options.
Okay.
She could stay where she was and do nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. She could leave the path.
Yeah.
Wander off into the forest.
Yeah.
Or she could go back. She could go backwards and gather more information to make the decision.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Which is probably her best answer. Go back. Figure out, go back, go back.
Go back.
Go back.
Go back.
So if you're at a point in your life.
Go where you want to
belong. If you're at a point in your life and you don't know which way to go. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have no guiding principle to tell you which way is the right way to go. My suggestion is just go back. Go back to the Bible. Go back to the Lord. Go back.
Ah,
go back to your parents. Go back to people you trust. Go back and get some more information. Get some solid, not just advice on how to make this one decision. So that's where people mess up. They go to their dads. They go to their people that they trust or people, their friends, right?
Right.
They tell them their story. I need to ask you something. And they tell you, and then they tell you the story, right?
Yeah.
And then they ask about five or six different people, and then they do what they want to do anyway. As long as I got some of the people to tell them what they really wanted to do, they'll go do that.
Oh, yeah. I was terrible about that when I was young. I would tell somebody a story,
give
them all the information I needed, they needed to know to give me the answer that I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
See, you agree with me. I'm totally right. Good. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Why'd you tell me to do that? That was stupid.
And you spin it. When you tell somebody a story, you're always spinning it.
Yeah.
You're spinning the story as you're telling it.
Sure, yeah.
Because you try to make this side not sound so bad and this side sound really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is that don't go back and ask for a piece of information, a piece of advice on making the decision as far as right or left. Go back and ask for advice on how to make the decision for yourself. Mm. Right? Learn how to make the decision so the next time you encounter it, you don't have to go backwards.
Yeah.
Develop a principle. Yeah, What's the principle I should be looking at here?
Right. Yeah, because then you can apply it to anything.
Exactly.
Very good. Wow. It's a lot to chew on.
I've learned a few things in the 39 and a half years I've been alive.
Just a few. Just one or two things.
And it's all crap. Okay? Except for what the Lord's teaching me right now. Oh, man.
That's good stuff.
All right. So let's see. We got something from, by the way, sorry. I didn't get, sorry. Ardelia did her job this week.
Oh, yeah.
Bonita Ardelia did her job this week, but I didn't do my job in getting that stuff to Charlie.
Oh, well.
So Chaz didn't have this information to use. So
Hola, mi hermanos y hermanas en Cristo. Aquí es su verso por hoy día. Matthew 25:37-40. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. One of our fellow squirrels did a wonderful thing this week. In the name of the ministry, he bought some people in Africa a toilet. Now, that doesn't seem so much for here in the States, but to those people who live in squalor, it is like a king's throne. But it is so much more. It shows these people the love of Christ, that he cares for all parts of their lives and not just the spiritual ones. The Lord worked through Dan, and Dan showed them the love of the Lord. Thank you, Dan, for letting us all be part of that love. Now back to the acorn shell-covered computers of Brad and Chaz Squirrel.
Back up off the mic a little bit. Yeah. Hey, that was great, man. Dan, Dan from New Zealand.
Yeah.
He posted this post in a thread. It said, I bought you all a Christmas gift. It was really cool, you know. And it is so appropriate because it's like, I bought you all a Christmas gift. And he says, I got you. And then he says, I got you a toilet. But since I can't send it to you for everybody to use, but he bought it to, let's see, where is that at?
It's on mylifeministries.org/forums.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it's under the thread called...
Uh-huh. Can you search for toilet? You can search for toilet, probably, and pull up the results there. Or you can...
Yes, you probably could. Anyway, it takes me too long, though.
Is it like for a village or something? Or
I bought you a Christmas gift. Is what it's called.
Was it for a village?
Yeah, it was for some village in some poor. If I could find the thing.
Information is very accessible on the website. I'll have you know.
Oh, here it is. It's called I Bought You All Something. I was looking for something about Christmas, and it's called I Bought You All Something. And it's a toilet. And he says, because I have so many friends all over the world, I have saved on postage and purchased a toilet for you all. Sadly, for you lot, you won't get to use it because it has gone to a poor family in Tanzania. Okay. And he bought it through World Vision.
Oh, cool.
Okay. So on behalf of World Vision, thanks for sharing the Christmas love with those who – what is that? Who have very little.
Is it a low flush? Is it one of the – you know what I'm talking about, the low flush toilet? Or is it one of the
– I think it's just a regular flush toilet, dude.
But is it the ones that are like, you know –
Water conservation.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is. I think that's all they sell these days. Yeah, but it does have the nice little.
Seat warmer.
No, bidet attachment.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, you got to get that.
Because that's important in Tanzania.
Well, yeah, because where are they going to buy toilet paper?
Huh?
Where are they going to get toilet paper at?
No,
it's Tanzania. Then you leaves.
But they're getting water from. Where are they getting water from?
I guess.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Good.
You got to get this.
That's a
man.
Very cool gift.
For anybody who's ever considering, if you're considering getting a gift for somebody for Christmas who has everything, they don't have one of these, man. I'm telling you. And it's for you people who are concerned about going green. You get the bidet attachment. It attaches to any toilet. It goes right on there. You've used it right in my house?
No.
It's awesome.
No, don't spread lies. I have not used.
You got to come use this thing, man.
No,
it'll freshen up your whole day.
No.
It will make you just have a new outlook on life.
I'm fundamentally opposed to high pressure water in that general area.
Feels great, man.
No.
It gets you clean. You okay there? You got a little catcher, something.
World Vision.
Anyway, you can get one of those, and maybe I'll post a link to where you can buy one in the show notes. Maybe I won't. I don't know. You can look them up and just Google it. Bidet.
Look at this. World
bidet
Vision
attachment.
Here. The World Vision thing. It's got a whole Christmas.
I'm talking about
Christmas
bidets, and you're going off on World Vision again. So, okay, yeah, World Vision. Very cool. Thank you, Dan.
Very cool.
Thank you. Thank you for doing your part. That's all I got, man. I'm done.
Are you out?
I'm out.
Oh, okay.
I'm out. Are you out?
I'm checking out the World Vision site here.
You don't have anything else?
No. Did you see the thing I posted about
Got a message from Brad Nash while you're looking for that.
Sure.
He says, me and my friends are camping on an island off of Georgia coast this summer. Because everybody's going off on this hill camping business we went on to last, a while back.
Yeah.
They're just going crazy with that. So, anyway, he says that, I think we already read this, actually. Did we not already read this?
No, we didn't read
this. Giant raccoon or something?
No.
Yeah.
Did we? No.
Yes. This particular island is overrun with extremely clever and large raccoons. On the first night, they all ate Pop-Tarts. We considered this to be an act of war, and on the second night, we prepared a series of traps, including a classic box stick string-style trap. The raccoon walked under the box, and we pulled the string and yanked the stick, and we had ourselves a prisoner of war. We harassed the raccoon for a little while, and then we let it go. Then we went back to sleep, and the next morning we woke up, and all of our sandals were missing.
That's funny.
Stole their sandals. The jerk stole our friggin' sandals, is what he said. What the heck are raccoons going to do with sandals? What I'm trying to say is, here's that we took on nature and we lost.
That's
Thanks
cool.
for sharing, Mr. Nash.
How funny. Did you see the thing I posted about Kiva? The update I caused.
Ah, no. What did he say? What did
they
he
got,
say?
They got exposure, like national exposure, and they get the point where they were, when you went to their site, they were limiting people to like $25 contribution.
What? They couldn't give away enough money?
No. Well, they had so much. They had so much response that that they, especially the ones that were on the homepage, anything that was listed on the homepage, you could only give $25 at a time because they wanted to give everybody. An opportunity to give.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, if you think of it as like an inventory,
mm-hmm.
They have a certain inventory of people who have applied for these microloans
mm-hmm.
in third world countries, developing countries. That's the proper term these days. Developing countries. And anyway, they were getting low on inventory. They were going to make sure everybody showed up. They had something that they could contribute to.
Huh.
So, but anyway, that's awesome. Awesome.
That is cool.
Yeah, so another good cause. So, all right. Well, that's pretty much all the time we have for today. We've got to shoot on out of here.
We got
a Christmas party to have tomorrow, and
got a lot going on, huh?
Yeah, it's happening, man. Lots of things happening. So we hope that you have a.
It's been a good week.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
See, you could do the Christmas music. I don't know why you had me threw me under the bus with the whole Santa baby thing.
That's the only song I can really sing. Although I do mean Puff the Magic Dragon, but only in the nude.
Oh, Buford, how's that tattoo coming?
I still can't get it. It smudges real good, but I can't get it all.
He's gonna rue the day. Rue the day. Rue the day. What?
You're so funny.
All right, everybody. See y'all later. Adios con Dios.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.